This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Cities around the world are appointing chief heat officers to respond to the public health impact of climate change. In cities like Miami and Phoenix in the U.S., Athens, Greece, and Freetown, Sierra Leone, these chief heat officers investigate potential short- and long-term heat mitigation efforts as they study ways to reduce risks of global warming and other changes, ranging from psychological stress to premature death. According to the World Health Organization, extreme temperature events are increasing in frequency, duration, and magnitude. In recent years, the number of people impacted by heat waves has risen into the hundreds of millions, with some populations being disproportionately affected because of where they live or how much they earn. The emergence of a chief heat officer position in these cities largely stems from an initiative of the Adrian Arsht Rockefeller Foundation Resilience Center and similarly minded foundation boards. The position, which these foundations not coincidentally help fund, is designed to help local policymakers develop tools and strategies to ease the burden of climate change, especially when it befalls the world's most vulnerable populations. As we've discussed before on this show, excessive heat can cause exhaustion, confusion, or even heart attacks, and can exacerbate existing health conditions such as cardiovascular and respiratory diseases. And it's most likely to impact people who do physical labor outdoors or who don't have access to air conditioning at work or at home. One Jane Gilbert, who had previously served local government in a consulting capacity, was appointed as Miami's first heat officer in early 2021, serving both the municipality of Miami and Miami-Dade County. It falls to her to usher local leadership, both public and private, through impending environmental changes. Gilbert, like her colleagues around the world, is expected to create a joint public and private task force that would identify existing vulnerabilities and future risks, and then create a plan to address these risks through government departments and the community at large. Climate change is an issue plaguing governments everywhere, even municipal governments in relatively insulated cities like Beverly Hills. Because of climate change concerns, that city recently decided to take a fresh look at its sustainability initiatives. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Wendy Nystrom, a Beverly Hills City Commissioner and co-chair of the city's Community Advisory Committee Climate Action and Adaption Plan. And Nystrom, who earned a master's degree in geology, earth sciences, and geochemistry, works as an environmental and pollution risk management expert. The city of Beverly Hills, like many municipalities, is considering policy-led initiatives to environmental damage in small and large ways. Nystrom said, "We recently passed a plastic utensil ordinance where plastic cutlery is no longer provided in takeaway meals unless specifically requested. It is a small step, but we are progressing, and we're currently working with the Clean Power Alliance to take Beverly Hills from 50% renewable energy to 100%. It'll take time and require a bit of public outreach, communication, and education, but we're making steady progress." As historic heat roasts the western United States and other areas, it's claiming lives. Between the years of 2010 and 2020, about 12,000 people died prematurely from heat exposure every year in the United States. By the time we usher in a new century, heat exposure is expected to claim 110,000 lives each year here. To complicate matters, it's likely that heat exposure will unequally affect people according to income. A study published in the journal Nature in May of 2021 reported that a person whose income is below the poverty line experiences 50% more heat exposure than a person who can afford to live in a spacious neighborhood with grass and tree cover. Gilbert, Miami's heat resiliency officer, told Time magazine in 2021, "It can be 30 degrees Fahrenheit or 16 Celsius cooler outside under tree cover than in an open pavement area. But trees also sequester carbon, absorb stormwater, and have mental health benefits." An area with densely located buildings, parking lots, and roads is essentially an urban heat island because these construction materials absorb and retain heat. In U.S. cities, Black and Hispanic citizens are more likely to live in an urban heat island. This disparity and the unequal distribution of risk is known as heat equity. And in many places, including Miami and Miami-Dade County, it's becoming undeniably prevalent. As Gilbert told Time, her role is to identify and address those inequities while marshaling municipal and county governments through new policies and initiatives. For example, along with planting trees and educating at-risk populations about their rights during a heat crisis, Gilbert will help local leaders take a long view on actions that could reduce reliance on air conditioning and the greenhouse gas emissions that go with it. It's a role that's expected to become increasingly necessary in coming years. Today's episode is based on the article, "Miami and Other Cities Install Chief Heat Officers to Combat Climate Change," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by L'Oreal Dove. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.